Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
Select Irish on FM 104, and every week we chat to an artist about the first gig they ever went to. This week we're joined by Elaine May. Hello.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for chatting to us. So what was the first gig you ever went to?
My mum may be able to kind of like, you know, clarify this, but to the best of my knowledge, the first gig that I went to was Boyzone. And not only did I go to see Boyzone, we actually went to see them twice in one day, which really give you an insight into how mad about Boyzone we were back in the day. So it was like, it was actually around the time that they were kind of just like getting started and they were doing a tour around Ireland. I think I was maybe like 10 at the time or something. And they played in Kelchimaw in Mayo, and they also played, I think, in like Balladreen or Banada or something like that. And our parents took us to both. Can you imagine the dedication?
I love the road tripping to go and see them.
I know. And there's a picture of me with Stephen and Keith on Polaroid somewhere. So
amazing. Did you get to see them kind of later on in their career then?
No, I didn't actually.
That was enough.
I don't know if it kind of like faded after a while. I'm not entirely sure. But I remember being absolutely in awe at that point, because I just was like, wow, this is just so cool. And seeing them on the big stage, which I presume is actually kind of a small stage. But yeah. Anyway, it was big to me at the time.
Yeah, seeing everything put together and the show, and especially your first show. I think mine was like the Spice Girls. And when you see that and you see it in action, you're like, wow. Like, I don't think your little mind can even comprehend what's going on, really.
That's a big first show, the Spice Girls.
Yeah, my poor sister had to bring me. She was older, so she had to bring me. But I don't know if she was as delighted, but I was so delighted. I still have my mug and everything.
Class.
Yeah, I was pretty happy. But
amazing.
At that point,
you can't beat the first one, I think.
No, I don't think so. But at that point, had you started music yourself in some way?
I was definitely like into music, but I didn't start playing guitar until I was a bit older.
Okay.
I was kind of in choir. I was in a choir at that time and kind of more into kind of classical singing and stuff like that. But it was always around me, I would say.
Were you classically trained?
Not classically trained, no, but I was in a choir over in Westport around the time that I was that age, and we competed in some kind of All-Ireland competitions and stuff like that and did fairly well. So I did learn a lot through that, I think. Yeah,
and I suppose you get a lot of techniques and stuff from doing that as well, because they'd instill it in you quite well.
Yeah. One thing I think I really took out of that was like harmonising and the ability to harmonise, because you really kind of have to just learn to ignore everybody else around you and be able to kind of figure out and just concentrate on what you're doing, you know. So I definitely think that was good.
Do you remember your own first gig?
I do, yeah. Actually, I was thinking about it recently, because it's about 12 years ago now, my first like solo gig. And I was an unbelievable ball of nerves. But there's two of my friends at the time actually who were really just like, you should do this and you should play and et cetera, et cetera. And there was like a fashion festival in Galway, and one of my friends was working at it, managed to kind of get me a slot or whatever. And I cannot put into words how nervous I was, like genuinely. But it was really good to do it. And I think I just did like a couple of songs, and it was all very simple and straightforward, just like me with the kind of a guitar or whatever. But even though I was really like nervous and stuff, I just kind of loved it, and I wanted to keep doing it. I'm happy to say that my nerves are not as bad now as they used to be, and I've kind of gotten over it a little bit. But It was definitely a challenge at the start, I'll say that.
I think so. But I think once you do it and you kind of push through that, you kind of realise how great it can be on the other side too.
Yeah, that's it. And I think for me, a lot of the issue is kind of like the anticipation of it. Like, you know, the waiting around and kind of, oh, I have an hour and a half to kill before I do this thing, you know. So I try and avoid that at all costs if I can, you know.
Absolutely.
Avoid people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. What was some of the best advice you've been given?
I think the best advice I ever got in that regard was to, like, for a very long time, I used to, like, if I was playing a show, I would be out front and I'd watch everybody that was on before. And that was just really not a good idea because, you know, you aren't actually part of the crowd. Like, you are going to have to get up there and it is different. And I think it was really just kind of setting me up for being extremely nervous. So I can't remember who said it to me. They were just like, don't be in the crowd. Don't see the crowd. Like, stay back, stay away from it. Go and find your own kind of quiet little place. Like, take a few minutes, just chill out. And it's really good advice. And I mean, I think there's certainly like venues where you can do that really easily, like say the Button Factory, you know, you can just, there's a, like a space you can just be in. You don't have to see anything really about who's there until you need to go up on stage. And I think that helps massively because you kind of feel separate from it.
Yeah.
Whereas if you throw yourself up into the crowd, you're kind of like, you're kind of throwing yourself into exactly what it's going to look like for people. And you're probably going to spot some things that you didn't see before. And it's just, it's not a good headspace to be in, I think.
No, absolutely. No, that's really good advice, actually, because I think there's very many that do that and go, okay, well, this will help. Whereas I think that is probably really good advice. Yeah. That's really good. Favorite memory from performing?
God, there are so many. I think an really amazing one I had a few years ago was playing at Electric Picnic in Body and Soul. It was like 8 o'clock in the evening on Saturday, so it was like a really cool slot, but it was lashing, and it was like really, really bad weather. And I was just like, well, this is it. Like, no one's going to come, you know, because it's open air essentially. And I was just really kind of like disappointed, I guess, coming into it. And then it actually turned up that a load of people came and people were just kind of in their rain gear and, you know, stuck it out or whatever. So that was class. I think whenever you've kind of got like low expectations and then something turns out to be amazing and like all these people showed up, it was really cool. Also, but I think I'll always remember that one.
And this is the thing, we're always good, us Irish, at getting involved in the rain. We just, at that point, we're just like,
definitely,
look, if we don't, we're then here, we're going to miss out on everything. Like,
exactly, yeah.
But you have a lot coming up. So you've just released two new mixes of Ready with Merlee.
Yeah, it's really, really exciting to see them out in the world. Yeah, so the track with Merlee was something that we worked on around a year ago now, and wrote that track together. It was a really fun one to work on, actually, because Merlee had some demos and he had some samples that he sent to me. There's one really clear sample in that track that you'll hear. It's like a guitar, a little bit of guitar. And I essentially took that, built a track around it, sent it to him. He did lyrics, and then I, you know, built the structure out. So, you know, we didn't even see each other. We were doing it pretty much, you know, and then came together to perform it live at All Together Now, which was really, really cool. But my publisher that I'm working with over in the UK really liked the track, and he is a producer as well. So with a friend of his, they took the track on and they did a remix.
Nice.
And then, yeah, which is cool. And then Mark Knight, who's a really well-known, very big DJ over in the UK, he also liked the track. So he essentially did a remix of the remix.
Wow.
Which is cool. So they both just came out on Tool Room Records, which is his label over in the UK. Yeah, just there at the end of December. So it's really, really cool to see them out in the world, and always cool to see like a new interpretation of something that you've made. So yeah, it's deadly.
You're a big fan of collaborating, aren't you?
I am, yes.
There's been a couple which I really like, with Dahi and then obviously Merlee. And what is your favourite part of it? Is it that where you kind of can get something new maybe from something you're working on?
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, exactly that. But also the element of surprise, because, you know, when you work on a track, or whatever, you kind of know it in your bones, you know, like you have this idea and you work on it and then it obviously goes in maybe a completely different direction than you expected and you end up with this piece of work and you're like, okay, great. Like, I know this, it's great. And then you send it on to someone else and they send this thing that just like completely changes the way you hear the track. I think that's so amazing because like anybody that you work with, no matter what they do, it's going to be so different. It's going to be so unique to that person. Mm-hmm. So you get to hear this thing that you made like in a completely new way. It never gets old, like, you know. And there's been so many times when someone has sent me back something and I'm just like, oh my God, this is so cool, you know? And you're just like sitting there listening on like my crappy little phone speaker or something mm-hmm. because I couldn't wait to listen to it properly. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is class, you know? So it's really, really fun.
I hear you're working on a new album as well.
I am, yes. So yeah, I had a lot of work done on it last year and kind of in the final phases of it now. So without, you know, committing to anything that I will regret in the future, I am hoping that new stuff will be coming out very soon.
Excellent. We look forward to it. You also have a couple of festivals already in the bag for this year.
Yeah, yes. So the Doolin Arts Festival, Hedge School, they do a festival every year in Doolin, which I've heard amazing things about, actually. So I'm super excited to go down to that, playing on the 27th down there of January. And then also playing Beyond the Pale, which is a deadly festival. I think it started 3 years ago now. I didn't play the first year of it. But really looking forward to that one. And then I have some other stuff as well that's to be announced shortly. So
very exciting. Where's the best place people can keep an eye on these dates and new releases?
You can follow me on Instagram, Elaine May, M-A-I, or on my website, elainemay.com.
Excellent. Elaine May, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thanks for having me.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.